B'siyata d'shmaya, Adonais v'asai tiftach, ufi agid tehilasecha. We've been discussing how every moment of our lives is really an opportunity, and throughout the many extra moments that we might find for ourselves, instead of wasting the time idly, just because maybe we can't center ourselves to a full-out task, because we're currently busy with something else, and we only have a few spare moments at hand, it would nevertheless be so wise and recommended to use that time as an opportunity to gain eternal Olam Haba, using these moments that will never come again in a tremendously constructive way. We discussed the 6 constant mitzvahs. For quick reference, if one is not yet familiar with the 6 constant mitzvahs, they can be found at the back of some sidurim, or alternatively, it is very easy to find them via online or other resources in order to be able to have them outlined in front of us. Because remember, the way that these 6 constant mitzvahs are fulfilled is just by thinking about them. So having them listed in front of us would be something wise and advisable until we are familiar with them and able to think about them at all times, whenever we choose to. There is something else also which is worth mentioning on this point. The Code of Jewish Law outlines right at the beginning in the first chapter that there is a mitzvah of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, which means to place Hashem before me constantly. Simply speaking, what that means to say, as explained by the commentaries, is to remember that I am in Hashem's presence at all times and to behave with the appropriate conduct as if I was standing before not only a great king, but the greatest of all kings, Hashem himself. And similarly, the commentaries explain that the meaning of this is to concentrate on Hashem's 4-letter name in one's mind. And as the Arizal writes, by doing so, that is tremendously conducive to growing in one's Yirat Shamayim, one's fear of heaven. It has been pointed out that although we should do our utmost to avoid situations and settings where there might be inappropriate things for our eyes to see, nevertheless, sometimes we are required to be in certain places that are not ideal. And we are taught that by concentrating in one's mind on this 4-letter name of Hashem, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, that is conducive to protecting ourselves from unholy thoughts. I saw a motivating teaching that helps illustrate this concept. When we reach the heavenly court one day and have to give an accounting for our actions in this world, every detail will be accounted for all of our actions that were performed in this world. And when they go through all the halachic requirements, we might be stumped in certain areas and say, you know what, I didn't do this right. But imagine the trial starts with question number 1, the first paragraph of the Shulchan Aruch, which outlines Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. I will place Hashem before me at all times, both remembering that Hashem is in our presence at every moment, and also to think in one's mind of the 4-letter name of Hashem is something worthwhile to try our best to succeed in, especially seeing as this is the first paragraph of the entire code of Jewish law. When our trial begins in the heavenly court one day, we would like to respond affirmatively that we succeeded in this law. Hashem, my Father, please help me not to use any time idly, but rather any free moment that I might have. Help me to use my time wisely and think of the 6 constant mitzvahs, as well as of Shivisi, Hashem, Lenegdi, Tamid.